Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Jody Campeachy, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The increase is largely the result of weaker competition from soybeans. Overall abandonment is projected to be lower in 2019 since most regions currently have adequate moisture levels, with U.S. abandonment assumed at 10% and an average U.S. yield of 840 pounds, the U.S. crop is projected to be 22.7 million bales. The NCC is projecting a modest increase of U.S. mill use to 3.2 million bales in the 2019 crop year. As the single largest user of U.S. cotton, U.S. mills continue to be critically important to the health of the cotton industry.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
World trade is projected to be higher in the 2018 marketing year, but the trade tensions and increased competition from other major exporting countries has led to a decline in the U.S. trade share. U.S. exports are projected to reach 15 million bales in the 2018 marketing year.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Prior to the implementation of the tariffs, the U.S. was in a prime position to capitalize on the increase in Chinese cotton imports. With the imposition of the tariff, China has turned to other suppliers during the 2018 marketing year. This has allowed Brazil, Australia, and other countries to gain market share.